The RNLI is launching its Float to Live campaign today. It's part of the National Water Safety Week, and its Water Safety Education Manager, Killian O'Kelly, is with us now. Good morning, Killian.
Good morning, Keane. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks very much. Killian, every summer people drown. The average figure is 10 people every month. What's your advice?
So, as you said, we're launching our Float to Live campaign today. That Float to Live skill, that campaign that we're showing people, is it gives them a skill to survive a situation where they fall accidentally into cold water.
Tell us about that, because float itself stands for something, and
Float itself is an acronym. So the F stands for, you know, fight your instinct to panic or swim. So if you do fall into cold water, you can get overwhelmed. So you want to fight your instinct to panic or swim. And the L stands for lean back. So getting your head right back so that your ears are in the water. And then the O is open up into that starfish position. You want to spread your arms and legs as much as possible. And the A is action. Just paddle a little bit with your hands to keep yourself floating. But the most important thing is T, which stands for time. And after 60 to 90 seconds of floating in that situation where you've accidentally fallen into the water, you will recover from the shock. You will get your breathing under control. Your heart rate will come back down. And Float to Live is all about buying people that time, that kind of 90 seconds that they can get their breathing under control. And once you have your breathing under control, most people that can swim will be able to self-rescue, to be able to get back to the shore.
Finally and briefly, is water temperature a big factor in this? Is there a difference between heading into water on the beach and rivers and lakes?
So there are differences in the temperature between lakes and the sea in the summer. However, all the water in Ireland, both coastal and inland, is classified as cold water. It's under 15 degrees. So in the context of water safety, the same message applies to lakes as to the sea. There are different issues with lakes. There's less buoyancy in lakes than there is in the sea, and there's often less visibility. But in terms of water temperature, they're both cold water, and they're both at risk of cold water shock.
Killian O'Kelly from the RNLI, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 1 minute to 9.